Welcome to this podcast about Point Woronzow and Knik Arm in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Point Woronzow is a headland in Cook Inlet on the southern coast of Knik Arm, located 4 miles west of downtown Anchorage, Alaska. The point was named in 1794 by Joseph Whidbey of the Royal Navy after the Russian diplomat Semyon Vorontsov. Whidbey, as sailing master of the HMS Discovery, was a member of Captain George Vancouver's expedition from 1791 to 1795. Count Semyon Romanovich Vorontsov, a member of the aristocratic Russian Vorontsov family, distinguished himself during the First Russo-Turkish War at the battles of Larga and Kagula in 1770. In 1783, he was appointed the Russian minister to Vienna, but was transferred to London in 1785. Vorontsov quickly gained significant influence and authority in Great Britain, residing there for the last 47 years of his life, from 1785 until his death in 1832. During this period, he served as the Russian ambassador to the Kingdom of Great Britain from 1785 to 1800 and to the United Kingdom from 1801 to 1806. Point Woronzow Overlook offers dramatic views of Cook Inlet and Mount Susitna and is frequently visited by locals and tourists. Point Woronzow Park covers 192 acres between Point Woronzow and Kincaid Park at Point Campbell. A pair of lighted panels provide navigational aids by marking the Fire Island Range, the main shipping channel between the Phillips A platform in Cook Inlet and Point Woronzow. Severe, ongoing erosion of the Point Woronzow Bluff poses significant threats to nearby infrastructure. These include the potential loss of Runway 33 at the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport, parts of the Tony Knowles Coastal Trail, access to the Alaska Water and Wastewater Treatment Plant, the Point Woronzow Overlook, and Point Woronzow Park. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.